Take care of yourself, right? And hopefully I will see you tomorrow.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
One day we turn our heads. Restore your glory. Many hands reach out to St. George's and are still reaching out to those bright and poor.
It's coming up on the 2 o'clock hour. You have been listening to Beat the World on CJLO 1690 AM. Stay tuned for your Caribbean Callaloo coming up right after your 2 o'clock news. He is in the building. Montreal, we love you. We want you to take good care of yourself. And hopefully we see you next week again, okay? Have a good day.
CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
This is CJLO News. I'm Shanna Lee Marie. A stretch of the Orange Line was out of commission after water flooded several stations Thursday morning. Firefighters received a call at 5:45 to respond to leaks in a building on the La Gauchetière Street and Beaver Hall Hill, according to CBC News. Water leaked into the Metro Line, causing several stations to close between Laon-O-Grou and Barrie-UQAM. Service has since resumed. In other news, after 6 weeks of strike, workers on the Indigenous-owned Shewitin Railway line in northeastern Quebec have reached an agreement to come back to work. The railway line has supplied remote communities with transportation, food, and supplies for the past 15 years. Workers were on strike for 6 weeks demanding better pay and pensions. During the strike, services were cut to one round trip a week. The terms of the agreement between workers and their unions are unknown. But things should begin to shift back to normal over the coming weeks as the train resumes its normal schedule. Venice's regional council flooded Thursday evening just after rejecting legislation to address climate change. The council office is located on Venice's Grand Canal and has never been flooded before. This year marked the highest rates of floods in 50 years. Reducing plastic and fossil emissions were among the amendments rejected by the council. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Let's go! I don't want to be late. It's already noon! He is in the house! DJ 610 is in the house! Caribbean Callaloo is in the house!
As we take you on our weekly musical ride through the Caribbean, we are going to fill your musical appetite with the sound and beat of the Caribbean. We do this every Saturdays from noon till 2. This program is called Caribbean Callaloo, where we mix it up with love and all the spices of the Caribbean. We broadcast from CJLO Radio at Concordia University. I'm your host, Raphael 610 McKenzie. We'll be right back.
Oh yes, welcome to Caribbean Callaloo. Yep, welcome, welcome. All right, we gotta get things adjusted here because it's cold and everything wants to get warm. Oh yes, welcome again to Caribbean Callaloo. We're here for the season. Is getting jolly so far. Here, a lot of things are coming up for the season. It's going to be a very jolly season. And we're going to tell you all about it. So I'm going to get into the program without going on and on and on and on and on. All right. We'll get into some gospel. By this gentleman, Montreal style. Sure, she listens to us every week, and she's up there right now listening to us. We know her as Precious over there in Ottawa. Now she's up there in the heavens, and she is listening. I know she is. She don't miss us. She's been there for us from all these years, over 30 years. When we go to Ottawa to do music, and she makes sure she takes care of us if we're playing for her or any other organization. Precious. She's a very precious person. Oh, thank you for what all you did for us. And you continue. Yesterday at the eulogies, we heard so much that touch my soul. And boy, rest in peace, my friend. And we will meet again somewhere, somehow. Because we know you up there. All right.
The trumpet shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul.
This is Dennis James saying it is well with his soul.
Oh, it is well.
With my soul.
With my soul.
With my soul.
It is well.
Well.
It is well.
Well.
With my soul.
I can see you.
This is time to put your hands up for the Lord. Yeah, man, let me jump. Let me jump and sing for him. Oh, yeah. Dennis James. Oh, yes.
So that we may live.
So that we may live.
He that grant us health and strength. So that we may give.
So that we may give.
That's why I'm going to praise him. Yes, I will praise him.
Praise him.
I'm going to praise him and praise him and praise him.
Praise you, Lord.
We're gonna thank him. That was Dennis James. Yeah, man.
There's a heat in my soul.
There's a heat in my soul. Right now.
There's a heat in my soul.
Oh, yes.
And it's moving like a hurricane.
Moving.
There's a heat in my soul. There's a heat in my soul. There's a heat in my soul. And it's moving like a hurricane. Prepare heed away.
Lana Simmons.
Children of God. Jesus is coming. Sign and wonders everywhere. Make your path straight. Before it's too late, he will be there to meet you at the gate. There's a heat in my soul. There's a heat in my soul. There's a heat in my soul. And it's moving like a hurricane. There's a heat in my soul. There's a heat in my soul. There's a heat in my soul. And it's moving like a hurricane. The power of God is ever present. We need to embrace His spiritual grace. A ticket to hell is very easy to get. Walk in His light and try to do what is right. There's a heat in my soul. There's a heat in my soul. There's a heat in my soul. And it's moving like a hurricane.
Yeah, man, it's moving fast.
There's a heat.
Lana Simmons.
There's a heat in my soul. And it's moving like a hurricane.
From her album Got to Have Faith. Oh yes, we gotta have faith. With all this cold, this ice and the snow, the changing of the weather. And we have to have faith in Montreal, because you know why?
In the house of God,
the traffic,
the heat. All in my sleep, I'm feeling the heat. All in the street, I'm feeling the heat. Monday and Tuesday,
plenty heat. Yeah, man. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo. We're gonna be back after these messages.
Production Nuit d'Afrique invites all world music artists in Canada to participate at the 14th edition of Les Silly Dolls. This showcase event is a unique chance to be discovered and to be the recipient of numerous prizes. You have until December 1st to submit your application. Hurry up, because places are limited. For more information, visit www.sillydog.com.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Oh, yes, sir. We continue. We got a lot to talk about today, so hey, let's go with this one. One is called Highlandy.
Mary on the mountain.
Highlandy.
Big yellow plantain.
Highlandy.
Mary on the mountain.
Highlandy.
Big yellow plantain.
Highlandy.
She climb up the mountain.
Highlandy.
Big yellow plantain.
Highlandy.
She climb up the mountain.
Highlandy.
Big yellow plantain.
Highlandy.
And Mary found she plantain.
Highlandy.
Way on the mountain.
Highlandy.
And she found she plantain.
Highlandy.
Yeah, man. This one was done up by We Are the Caribbean Voices, Montreal. Yeah, man. Highland Day, it's called. Going back to our French Caribbean.
Our roots, some of our roots.
Yes, some of our roots, you know. We all came from the same place around the same time.
You know it.
You know. And you know, a lot of places in those days are in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Spoke French.
Exactly.
And then we came. Some went to different islands, Jamaica. Yeah, I know they went to different islands, all the different islands, and wow! Before they brought them over to the United States,
exactly.
They make sure they get them to do what they want in the islands,
mm-hmm.
and after they pick out the good ones. I don't know what they did with the bad ones.
Yeah, exactly.
You are here to tell us, to introduce yourself, sir.
Mm, so thank you for having me. So good afternoon, everybody. I'm Pharaoh Hamid Freeman. I am the founder of the OFC One Full Circle and currently also the director of the OFC One Full Circle. Mm-hmm. We are the Melanated Community Network. We are focused on bridging the gap between the French and the English-speaking melanated community globally. Mm-hmm. And we work at supporting individuals, businesses, as well as organizations. And generally, we're here to just promote that black excellence.
All right. And I like when you say you're doing it, trying to do it globally.
Globally.
And that is very, very good to do because, you know, we try to do it here in let me say Canada.
Okay.
And it ain't really working here in Quebec that way.
The struggle is real sometimes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we're over 500 members now. So, and we have members in Atlanta. We have members in Paris. We have members in the UK, New York State, mm-hmm. New Jersey. So we've grown a lot.
Okay.
So I pride myself in saying that we are a global network at this point.
Well, you know, after being into all those other places, you're global.
That's
truly
it.
Global.
And we're able to even to use the network. We had a member who's traveling from New York State and going to Paris for the first time, and we're able to connect mm-hmm. our members out there, and they were able to, you know, and that's the whole purpose of the OFC is mm-hmm. is creating like this borderless community so that when you go wherever you are in the world, you could connect with people who are like-minded, who see the value in coming together as a people.
Good.
You know, and just giving each other that leg up and that support. So that's what we pride ourselves on.
Good. So in Montreal here, what are we doing here, and what is your officer doing to help us understand this?
Mm-hmm. So first off, for those who don't know, the OFC, we've been working really hard at mm-hmm. just doing what we can for just being that voice for the community. Mm-hmm. We're involved politically, so we try to do what we can to be at the table all the time to represent our community.
Mm-hmm.
And we create a lot of different workshops, a lot of different opportunities for people to network, for people to get to know each other, for people to promote their businesses, mm-hmm. For us to pool our capital together. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the initiatives that we do. Now here today, I'm here to talk about one that is really dear to my heart. It was the 1804 documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil told me before I was talking too quick, so I'm going to slow it down for everybody.
Well, Neil, he listens too fast.
So that's it. So the 1804 documentary, it talks about the history of Haiti. Okay, so the documentary is called The Hidden History of Haiti.
So this is a documentary that's coming out.
It's a documentary. Now, it's been out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now this is our second time hosting this documentary.
Okay.
The first time we did it was about 2 years ago. We did it at Concordia.
Concordia downtown.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We had over 800 people that came out.
I remember that.
Very, very powerful. And we're doing it again now, but this time some of the feedback that we got was the parking was an issue for people going downtown.
Okay, yeah.
So this time we're doing it at the Dollar Cinema, and we wanted it to be central. So Dollar Cinema is on the carry. So people coming from the West Island, coming from Laval, coming from downtown.
That's the carry square.
The carry square, yeah. Exactly. You know, so central.
So you could put 1,000 cars there. So.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. So there's enough parking for everybody, so we won't have any issues.
Yeah.
And basically, so for those who do not know, the Hidden Colors series, it talks about the history of blacks prior to slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So we've used that documentary since our conception of the OFC as an educational tool. So we did it. We used to tour schools with it, letting people just to understand like our history, what we've accomplished as people. We weren't we were enslaved, like, but we were not slaves. You understand? Like,
mm-hmm.
as Michael Smith was putting it, enslavement happened, not slavery happened, right?
Yes.
So it was something that was imposed on us. And just knowing your history and knowing your culture is so powerful.
Powerful.
For setting your foundation, for just showing you your potential as an individual. And we feel that in this day and age, because the melanated community, we're so oppressed, we need these things right now. We need these opportunities to get that upliftment. We need these opportunities to just be inspired again. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly what this documentary does. 1804 really talks about, first it ties in our African origins. It talks about what we've been able to accomplish as a people. It talks about the bonds between the Haitian and Jamaican community. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, again, like we had the stigma based on language here in city primarily, mm-hmm. That created a lot of bloodshed, a lot of issues years ago. And I'm glad that we've overcome and surpassed those kind of things.
Yep.
Because if you understand our history and our roots, we're one people. We are here. Yeah, yeah, we fought the fight together, you know, and the documentary also brings us to present day where we understand what the powers that be, quote unquote, powers that be are still doing to suppress Haiti. So when people are scratching their heads and telling themselves, like, why doesn't Haiti just get out of the situation? You have to really know the behind the scenes and what's happening.
You have to know the history.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this documentary, it's a powerful, powerful documentary. We're encouraging everybody to come on out. It's Sunday evening at 6:30. Doors open at 6:30 and starts at 7. Mm-hmm. But one thing I really want to highlight is that we've gone the extra step and made it available to the French community because the documentary is an English documentary produced in LA. So what we've done is we've hired translators. We've been working on this for the last couple of months, so they've studied the documentary, so they're going to be prepared to translate it live on the spot.
So you're going to get a translation to your headphone?
Exactly, directly to your headphone. So that's so it's a simultaneous like English and French viewing going on at the same time.
So if you don't understand the English too well, you get a headphone and you get it right in French.
That's it, and that because from the feedback that we got the first time, that was one thing that stuck out to me.
That was missing.
It was huge. A lot of people did come out, but this is something that it's so imperative, like for everybody to get this inspiration, especially now. Especially going into 2020, I'm expecting awesome things for our community. I'm expecting a lot of building. I'm expecting a lot of doors to being open, a lot of chains to be broken, so to speak. But it is something that I feel like they say in French, l'union fait la force. And if we're able to put our differences aside and see where we are, our cultural bonds, our spiritual bonds, what we've been able to accomplish as a unit, I feel that the universe is the limit in terms of what we actually could accomplish.
And if you ever went to Haiti, you would understand. I went to Haiti a few times.
Okay.
And I've been to the best. I went to even to the what do you call where the prime minister or the premier lives? In Haiti.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
The palace.
It's a palace. Okay.
The palace. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
You wouldn't believe, and I was treated really generously.
Nice. Very.
When he asked me, "Are you from Saint Vincent?" I says, "Yes," and stuff like that, and he speak to me. All the time I was in Haiti, they didn't even speak any French.
Oh, no, they spoke it all in English.
All in English. And he said, "Well, I have something for St. Vincentian for you." And good. And he brought out something to drink for me from St. Vincent.
Okay, nice.
And it was really St. Vincent juice.
Right.
It was strong.
Okay, very, very cool. Yeah. So I'll remind everybody again. So it's going on this coming. So that's tomorrow, basically. And the thing with tomorrow is actually it's the day before La Guerre de Libération. So that is the day before Jean-Jacques Dessalines defeated France.
France.
So November 18th is a powerful day for the Haitian community. It should be something recognized by all black people just because of the impact and the power and what it meant for us as a black community.
Because of that empowerment and that overcome of France, it went right to the Caribbean because most of the Caribbean at one time was the French.
Thank you. And the thing is, and for those who don't know, and the documentary will show you this, is that when Haiti did that, Haiti basically put out a call to all slaves and was like, "You could come here and get free."
Yeah.
So, like for all of us, like there's a debt that we kind of owe to Haiti for a sense because when we understand what they went through for not just for the Haitians, like for black people all around, and to understand that they keep getting the blunt end of the stick, like they keep getting they're still going through it, you know. But we kind of look back and we're like, it's just the Haitians then. But we need to understand that these are our people, these are our brothers, these are our sisters, and they did things for us as a whole, as
they
black
did
people.
This for the whole Caribbean, I tell you, because in St. Vincent, most of our areas, our villages, or whatever, have a French name.
Exactly. There's a reason for it.
From Fort Duvernay to Fort Charlotte, all the forts was put up there by the French.
Exactly.
And we got them out of there, and thanks to you know, Haiti started it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's it. So, you know, so it's just a social. Everybody, I'm definitely encouraging. I want to see the community come out. Even for those who might have seen the documentary already, it's something that you want to come out and see again.
Yes.
Because there's you just, know, there's a power in
once is never
together.
Enough.
Exactly. You know. Well, we've taken it and I've watched it so many times and it's new every time because mm-hmm. it's a documentary. So you always get new things.
Yes.
Right. So again, I want to encourage everybody tomorrow. Doors open at 6:30. Mm-hmm. I'll give my contact information for those who are interested and are looking for tickets. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, first I'll let you know there's tickets available at the Curry House.
Yes.
We also have some at the Père Retrouvé in the East End. Mm-hmm. And we also have some on the South Shore at Mashi Laundromat on the South Shore.
Okay.
You could also give us a call at 514-651-4545. Mm-hmm. I'll repeat it one more time. So that's 514-651-4545. And for those who are tech savvy, you could also just go online and buy them directly at nra.ca. So that's ENNERY.ca.
All right. Well, this is something that the community should look forward to and should attend.
Definitely.
And as a matter of fact, it doesn't matter what background you're from. Mm-hmm. You should go there and see where you came from and how it become.
And be inspired. This. It's mm-hmm. really, it's that, that yeah. that's what
it's
I really
real inspiration.
It really film. Is yeah. because they
I saw it before, so I know.
Thank you. All right. It's mm-hmm. like, it's, they showed guerrilla warfare. They showed everything. Oh, and I didn't say the tickets are $15. Mm-hmm. In advance, and it's $20 at the door. So mm-hmm. you definitely want, if like, you know, to save that $5, you want to get in contact with us for your tickets. If not, just show up at the door, but get there early because we are anticipating a pretty large crowd.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. Just get there early so you can mm-hmm. get in, get your headphones on if you need them, and you yep. know, come and enjoy this documentary.
All right, man. Great. Thanks. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for doing this. You know, you're a real community person, and you know, thanks for doing this so we could understand some of our history.
Thank you so much, mm-hmm. and thank you for what you're doing in the community. I appreciate Caribbean Kalalu. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys tomorrow.
Yep.
And just thank you just for being a voice for the community as well.
I am there all the time for the community, and that's why I'm here every week. And I can't even take a vacation. I feel like if I do this, I'm doing something wrong to my community. And it was not supposed to be like that. But
you need balance.
I know you haven't been on a vacation for a while yourself.
A long, long time.
You know, mm-hmm. After doing this, man, it's hard to actually get away.
Exactly.
You feel like you're missing something. Mm-hmm. All right. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, man, we're doing some Haitian mix here for you. Oh, yeah, some compa, as they like to call it down there.
Toujours bien mauvais, toujours être se boudé. Wow, wow, flané capé tchéqué. Non, un week-end vivé, li toujours débarqué dans le chasse là. Ak yon équipe metam, 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 go bagayo. Non, un bal pral la guerre, tout flané qui t'allé tchéqué. La lentemé rile.
Yeah, man, the number here is 514-848-7471. Call a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Caribbean Kalalu, CJLO. CJLO Montreal on your computer.
What? Yo, like this, like that. Now you wanna be crazy. Like Big Papi, stop passing. Je suis papa, vini mettre au soupa, ne paga pour quoi, ou pour parce qu'elle va pas, n'a qu'à telle
là. Où il va ton soudé, chante à bois sous côté.
Maya, tu t'as mis en musique dans Pirate, Black Sherry. Alex Michel,
what's up, la soula?
Eh,
Pacha,
Destiny Nicolas,
c'est pour le podcast.
Original. Dis-toi ton son piquant, piquant, piquant.
Yeah, man, you sure you have to go and see, look at that documentary. I saw it before, man, and it's very inspiring. Gives you a background of where you come from, man, to bring you to who you are right now. Yeah, man, there we go. As a matter of fact, I should say, come on out tomorrow. Yeah, man, the Carrie Square, cinema dollar, cinema dollar. Yeah, but hey, don't expect to pay a dollar, eh? $15 with your ticket, $20 at the door. But
en quatre par quatre, yo débarqué. Sans mi vin fou shit s'attendé. Parole sa grand pile vérité. Mesdames, ça yo se gogose. Debout en te yando kate loue. Que toi, que c'est, que c'est. Tout bi pa l'expliquer.
Debout et Magali. Accompagné avec Naomi.
Oh yeah, this is the Caribbean Calendar. You listen to him 1690 on your AM. So we're gonna take a quick break and we're gonna be back with more. Yeah, man. All right. So, yep. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo right here.
From November 14th to November 24th, one of North America's major documentary film festival will take place.
Montreal International Documentary Festival, RIDM.
More than 140 documentary films during a 10-day period.
Discussions with passionate filmmakers, innovative and interactive documentary projects.
Free musical performances every night and more at the Cinémathèque Québécoise. This November will be where all stories meet. And you? Check out our website at ridm.ca.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
You are now listening to CJLO.com on Caribbean Calahu with DJ 610 and Master J Entertainment.
Change a thing, go let bad life join you win. You go in once they keep trying, cause blessings come.
this, but you can't done yet. I don't know how to describe this feeling. This is so healing. 10 out of 10 times, one might play your whole mind. You didn't change up your whole vibe and give you a new life. Now it's my day, cause all they need is some soca therapy. Some soca therapy.
Oh, nah, nah, nah.
Even if things bad, or if things bad, you know we celebrate in life. Struggle every day, we party anyway. You know we celebrate good time. Let me start it. Jump up with our partner, hug up with another. Jump up with our sister, we celebrate in life. Jump up with our partner, hug up with another. Jump up with our sister, we celebrate good times.
Let's celebrate, come celebrate.
Based on
come
a true
celebrate
story. For you and all the crazy things you do, oh nana, that roller coaster love I like it. So baby, come right here and drop it, cause you ignite my fire, my every deep desire. So come and put that work on me. Everything that you want, girl, the back off from the front, girl, you could get anything from me. I just want to take over you.
Yeah man, this is Fama Nappy with the Fet Mood Rhythm. Yeah man, we had Blacks before that. Nice rhythm again coming out of Trinidad and Tobago for 2020 Carnival. Yeah man, Edward Yearwood from Crossfire, Barbados. Yeah, Barbados will be celebrating soon. All right. We're feeling very nice right now as we speak. Man, I get up this morning and I'm alive. It's really good. Tell you, Chanel Demstella out of Trinidad and Tobago, brand new. What's this one called? She got news for me. All right, I got news for you too. yeah. You want my news? You gonna do well this year. You gonna do well. She was in Montreal. Yeah, man. At the card game, All Fools tournament. And domino tournament. Yeah, man, did I put a fantastic job down? I could control you because you're my property, okay? Yeah, man. Alright, boy, Ali Calypso, them IVL. All I see, they throwing man outside in the garbage bag. How come they're doing them we men that? Oh, yes. I go find some way to go. Twenty twenty songs.
Look here, you're only begging. You're only pleading like you forgetting something. You're only begging. You're only pleading like you forgetting.
I think I'm borderline crazy. I think I'm borderline crack. Yeah, 'cause whenever the music hit me, I just begin bad and I just can't stop. My behavior is over the top. My behavior is over the top. My behavior is over the top. My behavior is over.
St. Vincent is in the house. Skinny Fabulous.
My behavior is over the top.
Part of the road march for 2019 in Trinidad and Tobago. He's coming again. Vincy, Skinny Fabulous.
We just must don't fret from the time we enter. When I drink this from others, can't remember. We just must don't fret from the time we enter. I just turn into a different person.
I just turned into a different person. My behavior is over the top. 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 Non-stop behavior is over the top. My behavior is over the top. My behavior is over the top.
And now he's a different person. He's a different person.
The river don't care about nobody. And if you get offended, I can't say sorry. I'm on start. The river don't care about nobody. And if you get offended, I can't say sorry. I'll show you how to do this. Tatara, 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 problem child.
Yeah, man, another Vince in the house. Problem child. Yeah, man, he was a real problem when he was a child. Yeah, man, he writes songs from guys like Marshall Montano and those. So, Vincey, I hope all the control turn around for 2020 again, eh?
Pull up in a brand new car. Get to the guy when we watch.